welcome to the Mum Style Business Podcast. I'm your host, Annalise Warne, a marketing agency CEO, business strategist, digital marketing mentor, wife, and mama of four little ones. Now here, we combine ambition and motherhood and well-being. And we help you leverage the skills you already have to build a flexible business that gets you both the income and the freedom that you started it to achieve. Stay tuned for conversations with inspirational and successful women in business, as well as practical marketing strategies and tips that you can action right away. So let's get into it.
Hello, everyone. How are you? Welcome back. For those of you who are watching video, I've got little Cobes with me. Actually, everyone, I've got Cobes with me, my six-month-old, which means he may be noisy. And if you're watching the video, then you will see a little hand and random head. Anyway, today I want to talk about keeping it simple to scale. Now, so many people that I meet and I chat to want more clients and want a bigger business, want to earn more. And that's great. That's amazing. Fantastic. I think that growth is part of what we are put here to do. And we want to grow, we want to expand, and we want to challenge ourselves and create. And all of that is amazing and fun. And if we can do that through our business, fantastic. Now, what I do see, though, is businesses with too much bulk, which means that it's really hard to grow. It's really hard to grow and have like this feeling of effortlessness and flow in your business if you have all of these parts chunked on. So I feel like sometimes we start maybe a bit lean and we create this thing, and then we see that someone else is doing this thing as well. And so we tack that onto the side, and someone else is doing this thing. So we tack that on, and then someone else is doing that, and we tack that thing on as well. And it becomes this little bit of a disjointed, you know, clunky beast that doesn't really totally make sense and is hard to move. So what we need to aim for, especially if we want more of that freedom and flexibility, is we need ease and we need flow. And people throw these terms around like it's and often don't put something really tangible behind it, so we don't know what we're talking about. And let's actually dive into what that actually means today. So what I want to talk about is simplicity, which doesn't mean that things are easy. And it doesn't mean that you're not going to have challenges in business, that you're not going to have really hard days, that you're not going to come up against, you know, mistakes that you do, or people that don't like you, or, you know, stuff ups, or whatever it is, right? Just because it's like flow and ease doesn't mean that you get to live this really easy, like happy, joyful, simple life all the time, because life is life, and we live on an imperfect planet with imperfect people, and we are one of them. But there is beauty in all of that, and I'm getting off track. So let's bring it back to scaling and keeping it simple to scale. We don't want to have a business model or a business or services that are really complicated. Generally, the simpler, the better. So if you can start with one product that has kind of one way of getting in front of people, one way of like nurturing and keeping your people engaged, your potential clients, one way of selling, and one way of getting referrals and delivering, like referrals and delivering separate things, then you are going to have a really beautiful model that everyone knows what's going on, and it works. And so then when you get a new client, you know what to do with them. You know that they go to here, you know how to deliver that because you have the systems and processes which are streamlined. So let's break it right back. Simple to scale. How are you going to get your business in front of people? And pick one to two ways to do that, and no more. So don't just add reels and TikTok because, you know, Joanne down the road is doing reels and TikTok. if you don't want to do them, don't do them. If you already have a way of getting in front of people, just use that to get in front of people. Don't like have to do a podcast and a YouTube and a, you know, and a this and a that, unless you really want to and you love it. I still have not done a reel. I don't want to. I don't need to. I mean, maybe we will in the future for something else that we kind of have planned. And in that case, then that'll be fun when it's fun. But right now, the way that we get in front of people is really streamlined. There are only a couple of ways that we are getting in front of people. From there, how are you nurturing them? How are you actually engaging people? What content are you putting out? How are you having conversations with people? How are you letting them know who you are and like building that know, like, and trust? What is that for you? That might be content, but it might be relationship building. It might be chatting in groups. It might be a whole range of things, but just pick one or two ways that you are going to, once you're in front of people, stay top of mind. How are you going to do that? Is it email marketing? Is it saying hi in their DMs every now and then? Like, what is that for you? And then selling. How are you going to sell? Just have one mechanism, maybe two if you really need to, of ways that you sell to people. How do you broach that conversation? What does that process look like? How do they move from lead to close? Is it proposal software? Is it a Zoom call? Like, have that nailed down in the most streamlined way possible. So within each of those three things that we've talked about, and we're going to keep going, we're going to keep talking about the cycle so that, you know, we're talking about scaling here. Each one of those sections, so getting in front of people, like, this is the buyer journey, right? So awareness is top of funnel. That's the first thing. People need to be aware. Then they need to be in that consideration phase. How are you helping them make a decision? That's consideration. And you need systems for all of those and for selling. You need systems like standard operating procedures, which says step one, they do this. We're going to use this spreadsheet. We're going to fill it out here. We're going to whatever that happens to be. So inside our VA, the VA incubator, VA agency incubator, we have all of those templates and checklists and everything, but you can create your own, and you should create your own, because even though it's in your head now, if you are a solo service provider, if you want to have staff and you want to grow and you don't want to do every single thing in your business to grow your business and everything for your clients, then you need to document the heck out of it, right? You need to document everything that you are doing. And each one of those things, get someone else to look at it so that you are really nailing down how streamlined it is. Just because it's the way you've always done it doesn't necessarily mean it's the best way to keep doing that thing. So make sure you have systems around it. So we've got awareness, how are we getting in front of people, consideration, how are we helping people to get to know us, build know, like, and trust, help to get them in the right frame of mind to say yes to a sales conversation. What does that look like? What does that sales section look like? How do they buy? How do they pay? How do you really make that process really easy? Then delivery, how do you actually deliver the services? Is it that you touch base with them every week and you do the content and then you, I'm not going to try and speak to so many different business models, but what does that delivery process look like? So inside our agency, the clients have an account manager. That account manager meets with the client at least once a week and then divvies up the work, make sure that it actually gets done on time. We meet with our agency team. We meet every day. We may meet more than that, depending. But every day we really dig into each client, make sure we're following up, we make sure we're reviewing their results and all of that. And then that gets delivered back to the client before it gets approved, before anything gets published or done or finalized. So that's how we work it. And we have a full-on system for that. We've got trackers and Asana boards and, you know, meeting on like meeting agendas and all of it. And it's streamlined. And every time we hire a new team member, that looks a little bit different. And they might put their eyes on it and be like, oh, well, why don't we just talk about that then? Or why don't we do it this way? Or why don't we use this software because it combines that and that, or whatever. And that's the beauty of it. If you can take things out, that is better. We don't need unnecessary steps. Make sure the things you are documenting and recording and analyzing are the things that you should actually be documenting and recording and analyzing. So once you've done your delivery, you want to try and get referrals as well. You want to build that word of mouth. You should have a system for that. What does that look like? Does that mean that you collect reviews every 3 months? Does it mean that you ask them, is there anyone in your circle that could benefit from these services because you have loved X, Y, and Z so much? What is the system for that? And within each of those five systems, so awareness, consideration, selling, delivery, referrals, each one of those areas needs to have a really simple system that works. So what can you delete? Think about what you're doing that you can delete. Remember the Pareto principle, that 20% of our effort generates 80% of our results. So what are those things that are the things you must do? And do you really, really, really need to go and do, I don't know, all new Canva templates every single week? Can you just reuse the same one? Do you really need to do 5 posts every week? Can you just, you know, repurpose something? Like, not great examples on the fly, but what are the things that you can delete? What are the things that you can automate? What software can you get so that you don't have to manually go in and connect things? Can you use Zapier and connect your Facebook ads with your active campaign so that your leads go straight there and you get an email? Like, you know, what is that software? So what are you getting rid of? What are you going to automate? And what are you going to give to someone else? What are you going to hand off to a team member or a subcontractor or someone else entirely, someone who you can collaborate with, who has those skills? What are those things? And so that is how we get to simplicity. It is by really pulling it back. So pulling back the services, pull back the services that aren't the most profitable, do the work and figuring that out. I mean, it can be annoying. We hired more in the last couple of months. We've hired a significant number of staff. And so we now use time tracking software in a way we didn't used to. We are way more specific on the time tracking software. And then every month we really look at it and we look at, what is that client paying us? How many hours did that client cost us? And what is the profitability, not only for that client, but for each service? So if we're running Facebook ads, what's the profitability for that across the board? What's the profitability for blog posts or social media? And then we can do more of what is working. We can change our pricing if we need to change our pricing, but you need to know what that is. So there's free software out there. We used Clockify for a really long time that was totally free. It's even free for teams. You don't get the screenshots, I think, but it's a really great software for yourself. I'm admittedly not the best at tracking my time, but my calendar is time blocked to within an inch of its life. And I pretty much live and die by the calendar. So that is a really good indication of where I'm spending my time. But just to recap, if you want to grow, you're not going to get there if you have these convoluted, complex systems and ways of doing things. Because that way, if you get 3 clients in a week, how on earth are you going to make sure that you do a good job? It's going to be really hard if you've got things messy and all over the place. So you need to look at what you're doing. What are you offering? What is it that you want to be doing and offering? And then how are you putting that out there? How are you helping people make the decision? How are you actually selling to them? How are you going to deliver those services? And how are you going to get referrals? And create systems and strategy and standard operating procedures around each one of those things so that you can have that simplicity so that if you then scale up and if you do an ad campaign that goes gangbusters, and it's a really weird term, goes gangbusters, and you get 10 clients in a day, that you know you have the infrastructure there, you've got the people, the software, the strategy, the procedures there to be able to actually deliver and live up to your promises to those people. Because that is really, really important. We cannot claw back reputation. We cannot. If we don't do a good job, it's really hard to come back from that. It's really, really, really hard to come back from that. Yes, everyone makes mistakes, but there's a difference between making mistakes and just being generally sloppy and not being, you know, not having what you need there to be able to call yourself a professional at what you do. So that is what I wanted to talk about in terms of simplifying to scale. And that is how you achieve that effortless and flow, because you don't need to think about it. When you get a client, guess what? You know what to do. Your team knows what to do. Your software does what it needs to do so that you can, you know, look at any one time at your spreadsheet and be like, oh my gosh, amazing. Look, all of this is happening. I'm okay. So today, for example, like yesterday, I thought things were, you know, gone bananas because we had a software crisis for a client. And then today I sat back and I was like, oh, actually, I only got these three things to do. And I'm going to do them later tonight because I want to just have the day doing Play-Doh. And that's what I did. So you get that freedom and flexibility once you have the systems in place and you know where you're at and you know how to handle things and you have the right people and systems and tools in place. So I hope that this was helpful for you. I hope that this gives you some ideas about how to make things easier for yourself. You don't have then that weight of not being able to move or not being able to jump on an opportunity because you've weighed down. But if you got handed 10 clients tomorrow, guess what? You know how to handle them. That's it. That is simplifying to scale. I really hope it was helpful. I would love to hear from you. I would love to hear what resonated, what you are going to do about that. I'm really excited to hear feedback. I will see you next week. Bye everyone.
Thanks so much for tuning in to the Mum Style Business Podcast. Two things you should know. First, come and join the party. I'm live with free marketing training inside the Social Marketing Method Facebook group every single week. This is where you can ask questions and get the answers that you need to simplify your strategy and amplify your income. Go to annalisewarn.com/group and join and network there with incredible women, an incredible community of like-minded business owners. Now, second, if you have got any value from this episode, please, please, please rate, review, and subscribe on Apple Podcasts and share it out on your socials. Your support helps us to reach more women in business and inspire them to increase our impact in the world. So thank you, thank you, thank you, and I will see you next week.